Very good. While I'm putting this away, Brother Jerry mentioned sharing together at the ministry. I was ordained in 1990. That would have been August 1990. Imagine I've been a faithful man, and I want to tonight give all praise and glory unto Jesus, because I am what I am by the grace of God that was bestowed upon me. You know, I know myself. I know those times when I was battle-weary and tempted and tested, and I want to say tonight that God is faithful, and he will not allow you to be tempted about what you're able, but will make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. So tonight I want to glory in my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He has been so good to me. He has been so merciful to me. He has not dealt with me according to my sins and iniquities. He's showing me mercy. He's showing me grace. He's showing me forgiveness. He's showing me the blessing of the good gift of repentance in my life. Just last week, I was over at Menden with the Discipleship for Ministries, and I just praise God he's not done working on me yet. The Lord granted me the gift of repentance once again, and I thank God for that. Oh, we should be alarmed if there's no sense of the Spirit of God moving in our hearts and convicting us of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Little flyer here to the tent meeting says, you have eternal life? Question mark. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23. Then it has on the side here, you are invited to Dr. Tent meetings. Why? So that you can know the truth and be saved. When I saw that, that really rung in my heart and in my spirit. That we can know the truth and be saved. Let's take some time tonight in this opening service, opening first night of our tent meeting, to look at this matter of knowing the truth. There was once a man asked Jesus this question. He said, what is truth? I don't know if that question was asked in sincerity or maybe with some scorn and mockery. I'm not sure what was in the heart of this man who asked the question, what is truth? No, I thought maybe tonight there are some of us in this audience that are asking that question. We might be asking, what is truth? It seems like we live in a time where truth is continually being eroded and undermined, and truth is falling. What was once well-established truth and understood as truth is now being questioned. What is truth? Turn to John chapter 18 and verse 33. Begin reading in John 18 and verse 33. The man who asked this question, what is truth, was Pilate. John 18, 33, then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, Art thou the King of the Jews? Jesus answered him, Thou sayest this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and few feet that delivered thee unto me, what hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, but I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and to this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth hears my voice. Pilate said unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews, and saith unto them, I find no fault in him at all. Father, we come in Jesus' name. And we ask, Lord, that you would be pleased to visit us here this evening. We are gathered together under this tent to seek your face, Lord, and to hear from you, Lord. Father, I ask that you would be pleased, Lord, to anoint your words. And Father, that you would be pleased to speak deeply into our hearts. Father, we pray that you would have your way in each of our lives. We love you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for loving us. Father, we pray that tonight you would draw us unto yourself. We pray that you would edify us with your word. In Jesus' name, amen. What is truth? This is a very serious question. It's far-reaching consequences. How we answer and how we seek out the answer to this question of what is truth and how we respond to the truth that the Lord has spoken. In John 8:32, Jesus said, You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. What a beautiful, wonderful truth that is. When we know the truth, there is the power and the potential to be delivered from sin and bondage and to be set free into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. To get a little more context there, you could turn to John 8:28 in your Bible. To get some more context for this scripture, John 8:28, Jesus said to them, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself. But as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. And as he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus unto those Jews which believed on him, If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. To know the truth We need to continue in the Word of God. We need to continue walking with an honest, open heart, pursuing and seeking in the Word of God, the truth of God's heart and Word to us. And as we know this truth begins to work in our lives, and it begins to convict us of our sins, and it begins to reveal the beauty of our Savior. And as we respond to that truth, the truth will set us free. In John 14, if you want to turn there, you know, John 14, 1, Jesus speaking to his disciples there, he said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, he knows. And the way, he knows." Then Thomas said to him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" And then Jesus said to him, very serious words. Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes unto the Father but by me." What is truth? Jesus answers that question. "I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life. And no man cometh to the Father but by me." And as we continue on, he says, "If yet knowing me, you should have known us also, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him." Philip saith unto him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us." Jesus said unto him, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. He that has seen the Lord Jesus Christ has seen the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me." In John 10:30, Jesus said, "I and my Father are one." This teaches us that Jesus Christ is the express image revealed of our Heavenly Father. Jesus Christ and the Father are one. When we see Jesus, we see the Father. When we see the Father, we see Jesus. And you know, there was this question, "Well, Lord, show us the Father, and it'll be a blessing to us. It'll be good." And Jesus said to Philip, he said, "Have I been for a long time with you? You haven't recognized this truth yet? And when you see me, the Lord Jesus, you see the Father. Believe me that I am the Father. I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work." Now let's go to 1 John 5. What is truth? First John 5:11, "And this is the record that God has given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son." Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. This eternal life our little card is the invitation he has said, do you have eternal life? This is that God has given unto us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Tonight, I want to do my very best to preach this truth that eternal life is found in Jesus Christ. It's not found in church membership. Though church membership, I recommend it. It's good to be joined together in the body of believers. But eternal life is not in church membership. Eternal life is not found in trying to be good and trying to keep the commandments. So a child of God will delight in God's commandments, and they're not grievous to him, and he will delight to keep God's commandments. However, there is no person who will be saved by keeping the commandments. Eternal life is in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Eternal life is not found in being baptized. No, the believer who found Christ will want to be baptized. I believe that. You'll have a desire to be baptized. But baptism doesn't save you. You see, that's why they were called Anabaptists. Because they believed in a believer's baptism, a decision made by an adult individual, adult believer's baptism, and not a baby. Not something that you did just to be going with the flow or going with the crowd or doing what is expected. I have a grave concern that there are those who join the church because they're at that age now. Or they get baptized because they're at that age now where it's expected of them. And maybe they do it to please someone. Maybe they do it because they want to be accepted in the circle of friends or whatever it may be, because they're getting baptized. They're joining the church. But I want to tell you tonight, I want to tell you with all of my heart, according to the scripture, that God has given unto us eternal life, and this life is in his Son, the Lord Jesus. He that hath the Son hath life. Oh, praise God. He that hath the Son, he that is surrendered and yielded and loving the Lord Jesus Christ with all his heart. Oh, he that hath the Son, he that believeth on the Son, hath eternal life. What is this? Jesus. It's embodied in the person of Jesus Christ. He is the truth, and he is the way and the life. And there's no way to the Father but by him. No man comes to the Father but by Jesus Christ. These are not my words. These are the words of Holy Scripture. He that hath the Son hath life, and he has it more abundantly. It's an abundant life. It's a new life. It's a real life. Oh, praise God, I was miserable in my sin. Oh, I was bound up in my sin and in my fear, and I could hardly function anymore until I surrendered it all to Jesus. And I broke there at the foot of the cross and repented of my sin and said, Lord, change me if you can. And he heard my cry and delivered me and rescued me out of the miry clay and out of the pit. And gloriously changed my life. He that hath the Son hath life. This is the record that God has given unto us, eternal life. And this life is all wrapped up in Jesus. It's all wrapped up in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm not talking only about a day of salvation. I'm talking about how is it tonight. Is my life vibrant and abundant because I'm in fellow communion with Jesus? He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. You know, this is really serious. I know some very, what word shall I use? Do not say it this way. You know, they're really good people. I know some very conscientious people. They seek to obey the commands of Jesus. They don't want to hurt anyone. They want to be kind, and they are. They want to be kind, and they want to be generous, and they maybe give a lot of money away and do all kinds of good deeds. But my brother, my sister here tonight, salvation is not by doing good works. But when we are saved, we are created in Christ Jesus unto good works that will follow. But we cannot get the cart before the horse. By doing good works, we shall not be saved. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but it's by His grace. It's by His tender mercies that He saved us. It's the gift of God. Praise the Lord Jesus. Unspeakable gift of eternal life to all those who will believe and repent. You know, sometimes it's really overwhelming. How do you get the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to a people group to keep themselves very separate from the world in so many ways? And a lot of it is very, very good. And they're very peace-loving, like I was saying. But if they know not the Lord Jesus Christ, if they are not born again by the Spirit of God, they cannot have eternal life. He cannot enter into the kingdom of Christ and of God if you're not born again. I don't say that to condemn any people group or judge any people group. It can be right among us. It can be right in our own hearts that we get lack in our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and in our walk with Christ. Our focus on the stuff. It can get sidetracked and get distracted onto other things. And our love for Jesus begins to diminish. And the life, the abundant life of that is in the Son, this eternal life springing up within, begins to wane. I can testify of that. I can get overcharged of life and the cares of ministry, the cares of being an elder in the church, and you know, the things that are happening around me and my family and all these things. I understand that, oh, brother, sister, tonight, I want to be just, oh, to delight in the Lord Jesus Christ and to hold fast to Him and to abide in Him, for our life is in the Son. We must abide in Christ Jesus. He is the vine where the sap flows out, and we are the branches. Can the branch bear fruit of itself? Can the branch bear fruit of itself? You know, sometimes we sort of start acting like maybe we could, and we run on yesterday's thing. But I want to tell you, my dear brother, sister, thank God for yesterday's blessing. But I need Him fresh and anew tonight. I need Him fresh and anew today, this week, this month, for what I'm facing now. Oh, he that hath the Son. Oh, he that is in Christ. Christ is in him. Oh, bless God, this is eternal life. He that hath the Son hath the Son of God has not life. 1 John 5:20. We know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding. What is truth? We know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding. He's given us his word that we can have an understanding of what this truth is. Yes. 1 John 1, 5:20, that we know him, that is true, and that we are in him, that is true, even his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Do you have eternal life tonight? Do you have the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? And does the Lord Jesus Christ know you? Oh, the horror. When I thought I knew Jesus, for some people, when they say, but Jesus did all these things. Jesus, I went to church. Jesus, I was baptized. But Jesus, I even preached in your name. But Jesus. And Jesus will say, I never knew you. Oh, what horrible words to hear. God has given us eternal life. His life is in his Son. It's in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. In John 5:24, you want to turn there. It's so good to see it in the Bible for ourselves. John 5:24. John 5:24, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, Old English, truly, truly, I say unto you, this is true. It is true. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. He that believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Oh, do you have eternal life tonight? Do you have the evidence that you've been raised from the dead, passed from death unto life, from the old to the new? Oh, thank you, Jesus. He shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Who is this? This is he that believeth on the Lord Jesus Christ. This is he that believeth on God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is he that believeth on God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost in the triune God. And he believeth the word of Jesus and the scriptures. And he believeth on Jesus Christ. John 3:36. Take a look at John 3:1. Do I have an error there? John 3:36. Believe us on the Son has everlasting life. You know, we can count on the record that God has given us. We can count on the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. He that believeth on the Son has everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life. What is truth? Jesus Christ, way, the truth, and the life. And he that believeth on the Son has everlasting life. He that believeth on the Son has eternal life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life. But the wrath of God abideth on him. This is very serious. And the people that do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, people who reject God. You know, when we think of someone rejecting the Lord Jesus, we think of someone, you know, who refuses Christ. You know, we often might think of somebody who's really a hardcore person, a very wicked person. And that may be true. There are some like that who they reject the preaching of the gospel. They might mock the preacher. They might renounce and denounce the word of God and mock. But I believe what's far more terrifying is those who reject Jesus and think, I can make it on my own good work. You know, I asked and I said, you know, so why, this is the recent conversation, why would Jesus let you or I into heaven, you know, including myself? Well, he said, I try to live right and, you know, and be right. And, well, I said, that's commendable, that's good. But I said, is that why Jesus would let you or me into heaven? You know, none of us is perfect. We all sin. We all make mistakes. You know, and so I'll do the best I can and hope it's good enough. Hope it'll reach. I said, my friend, what if we try, you and me both, we try as hard as we know how to be good enough and hope that when God sees us, he'll say, okay, yeah, you tried hard. Yeah, you had some sins, but because you were sincere and because you denied yourself of so many things, so many worldly things, you can come into my heaven. I said, why do people say it's not enough? I said, my friend, isn't there anything else? Why should God let you or me into his heaven? Well, yeah, I don't know what you're driving at. What do you mean? Anything else? This is really sad. This is really sad. People that are trying to be very good, and they are very teaching, but there's another gospel. It's not the Lord Jesus Christ. So I finally said to him, I said, well, the only hope I have of eternal life is that one day God sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, took on my sin upon himself. And he paid the price and the penalty for my sin. And he shed his blood so that I cleansed and washed and redeemed and pardon for my sins. Okay, that's by English. It's in faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and the finished work on Calvary. Well, he said, yeah, that's right. But do you think that man had eternal life? Did he get? When finally, after much invitation to give the answer of the Lord Jesus Christ, he finally agrees that, really. But it wasn't only good. The love, the admiration, the delight that I, a wretch like me, should be saved because of Jesus taking my sins. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquity. Jesus. Maybe you're here tonight under the sound of my voice in this sense. And you've gone through the motions. You've gone through the exercise of being better and trying harder to be good. But you keep failing. Oh, my dear friend, tonight, eternal life is found in Jesus. There's salvation in none other. He that hath the Son, he that believeth on the Son, hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Terrifying thought. We ask God, and him that is in unbelief and rejection of Jesus Christ. What is truth? Truth is embodied in Jesus. It's in a person. It's not in a set of tools. It's not in a set of words. But it's in a person, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's in God's Son, Jesus Christ. Now, Brother Jerry, had it in my news. They were preaching there in the book of Acts. known unto you all that by the name of Jesus Christ at stake, by Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him, the Lord Jesus Christ, the life of Jesus Christ, does this man restore you. All complete, fully restored. Yes. Neither is there salvation other, there is none other than the And when we know the truth and embrace that truth, we can be saved. Yes, praise God. The world was made by him, the world came to his own. He came unto his own, his own. He was rejected. He was spit upon. He was ridiculed. He was mocked and scorned by his own. Pilate said, "Whom shall I release him? Jesus? The King of the Jews? Or Barabbas?" Now, Barabbas was a robber and a murderer. He said, "Away with this Jesus! Crucify him! Release unto us Barabbas!" Can you imagine? But how many times am I guilty of the same thing? Away with Jesus! It's too difficult! It's too hard! It costs too much! I don't want to give everything up for Jesus! Let me have Barabbas! Barabbas is my own self, his own way, going my own way at the expense of the Lord Jesus Christ and rejecting the Lordship of Jesus Christ. If all received him not, then it's a beautiful crucifixion. It's beautiful. But as many as received him, to them gave his power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe, born to be. Tonight, you had to come alive. Are you saved tonight? Do you have the that come? Will you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Turn from the old man. We believe in him. Many had received him. He then gave him power or his authority to become the sons of God. Hallelujah! It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Oh, but beloved, now are we the sons. Now are we the sons of God. Yes. So tonight, you might not come to the meeting another time. Yes. I want to give an invitation tonight. I want to give an invitation for anyone here who wants to say yes to peace and no to I put my faith in you. I believe on the Lord Jesus. No, I don't know. I don't want to try to scare anyone or anything. Paul said by the care of the Lord Jesus. Today, here is point. Harden not. I'd like for us to bow our heads over our eyes. Father, we do come into your business. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we welcome sinners to come and to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. That they might become the glorious, liberated Son of Father. Holy Lord, we pray. Is there someone here who would want to say yes to Jesus? We know that you're not like Son. Your heart is just like you say, God. We know that you've been trying to do it. You know that you cannot give your life fully to Jesus. You have not fully surrendered all of the peace. You have not looked under Jesus to save Jesus. Whatever the case may be here tonight, maybe you've never believed on the Lord Jesus, you've never been to a church, maybe you didn't even hear the gospel very often, but here tonight, God is speaking. And you will say yes. Can you just give an invitation here? Have a first call. And then you just invite anyone who wants to respond to the Lord. Come front here, please. The altar is your front. Be near the door of the Lord, please. I'm going to make it clear tonight. I don't want to see anyone. You could be. And you're seeing a verse.